My great-granddaddy and his family, Mississippi folks, had come to Texas bound for Prairie Lee. His name was Thomas Francis Clark, a peaceful man, I'm told, yet soon consumed by war and misery. And then on the banks of the Blue San Marcos River, he found the wife for whom he'd always yearned. They named a son who named a son who named his son the same. This prodigal son is now returned. Something called me back to Gallen County, back to where my namesakes were born. A kindly voice from somewhere up in heaven, calling out the name I proudly wore. My grandma was from Fentress and she taught the local school, where Gramps and all his siblings were enrolled. Though 7 years her junior, he just knew he found his love, not thinking that she simply was too old. He asked her for her hand, and she laughed right in his face. A doctor's wife was who she meant to be. Down in San Antonio and far from Caldwell County, not with the country boy from Prairie Lee. Something called me back to Caldwell County, back to where my namesakes were born. A kindly voice from somewhere up in heaven, calling out the name I proudly worn. So young and so determined, when he settled on Tulane to earn his love a medical degree, he came on back to Lulingtown to start a practice there and add his own branch to the family tree. He drove up in his Buick and strode into the school to bring her to polite society. And after Dad was born, the family moved to San Antonio, where one day he would give his name to me. Senior, junior, I the third to bear our common name, thus given an entire identity. And yet somehow I failed to learn this central fact of life, I never knew my place in history. I've wandered idly wondering just where I ought to be, waiting for the day still yet to come. But now I've found the meaning of a sense of family by getting back to where I'm truly from. Something called me back to Caldwell County, back to where my namesakes were born. A kindly voice from somewhere up in heaven, calling out the name I proudly wore.